Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can I just give you a few headlines of what people were saying this beginning this week? Here's just a few of the headlines. Schumer positive for COVID-19 during critical window for Senate Democrats. Here's another one. This one has to do with the whole Roe v. Wade thing. California doctor proposes floating abortion clinic in the Gulf of Mexico. Steve Bannon tells January 6th committee he is willing to testify. Is anybody even watching that thing? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I don't even have to comment. I don't have to go much further than just giving you these basic stories. In era of transparency, Arizona law limits filming police. Do you know what the limit to filming police is in the state of Arizona now? You can't be within 8 feet of them. Now, why do you think that is? If you're within 8 feet of the police, the likelihood is you're in the middle of the crime scene. So what they did is they said in order to offer the police some protection, they didn't say you can't film them. They said you can't film within 8 feet of them, which makes sense. Just giving you some of the ideas around the things that are being looked at here. Here's one. Foreign reporter mocks Joe Biden. He is, quote, hopelessly incoherent and inept. This is what people around the world are saying about the leftist president, not our president. Oh, here's some other stuff. Apple self-driving cars smacked into curbs, veered out of lanes. Steve Jobs would be rolling over in his grave if he were driving into curves and veering out of lanes. Oh, I like this one. Retired general suspended. He's under investigation by the U.S. Army. Why? Because he tweeted angrily about Jill Biden. Nobody tweets angrily about Dr. Jill. Kevin Jackson to you listening to, folks, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've already said it, but I can't say it too much. Oh, I love this one. But, folks, I'm just giving you an idea of how much news there is, what I could talk about. I could talk about for ages, but I'm not going to do it. So here we go. Another story, a few stories. Women say they were drugged at a summer gathering. That one's not even worth going over. How about this one? Putin signs decree offering citizenship to all Ukrainians. Oh, here's one. Jen Shaw. This is for the people that like pop culture. Jen Shaw, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City cast member, pleads guilty to telemarketing fraud. There you go. Can't trust anybody these days. Oh, here's one. Commerce Secretary Raimondo. I'd say we have a very strong economy. That's what they said. Anyway, it's been a busy week for me. Son was playing baseball, and I had to do some work in Georgia while he was there. Got to see a few folks. Because you got to always get the work in. The left never rests. But there is so much going on out there. And you want to know what some of the bigger stories are? I read you some things, and you can figure out what you want to do with those yourselves. But how about this one? Joe Biden sold nearly 1 million oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves to a gas giant that Hunter Biden's private equity firm had a $1.7 billion stake in. Now, can you imagine if Donald Trump had done something like that? What they'd be saying? They'd be accusing him of collusion. They'd be calling for his head on a platter. I'll go on. I'm going to talk to you about a bunch of stuff. I'm going to talk about Elon Musk. The dude is my hero. Donald Trump supposedly said some strong words against Elon, but I think it's just a billionaire jealousy more than it is anything else. But how about this one? Hunter Biden reportedly called Jill an entitled C...T in text. I will let you figure out what that word is. I read it. Hunter is not too flattering about his stepmother. Going back to Elon Musk, I love that, how the press has been trying to spin that. And the only reason why I'm bringing these up is I want to talk about them in depth, but I want you to get an idea of the number of stories that are out there. But here's the headline. This one came from Mediaite. He's effing destroyed the company. Twitter employee reacts to Elon Musk's attempt to back out of the deal. Another one from Mediaite. Elon Musk tries to wriggle out of buying Twitter. Announces he's backing out of the agreement he signed. So they call it wriggling out. See, it isn't Twitter's fault that they misreported their stuff. It isn't Twitter's fault that they lied blatantly about the number of users they have and how they earn their money. Because I don't know if you know this, Twitter has only made a profit 2 years. And the amount of the profit is $1 billion since they've been in business. They've been in business for about a decade. And they've only made $1 billion. Now, when Jack Dorsey cashed out, he cashed out as a multi-billionaire. So he got over. And then, do you know, he left. He said, you know what? I'm off the board. I don't want to have anything to do with these guys anymore. I think there's a story in there. So, lots of stuff. And any of these topics are so worth covering. Elon Musk could be a show by himself. And I promise you, when I'm done talking to you about Elon Musk, you'll probably become a fan like I've become. I wasn't high on Elon Musk for a while. I thought that he used, you know, this whole green energy thing to get over. And he did. He used it brilliantly, now that I look at it. As a taxpayer, I don't think other people should be funding you to develop the stuff. But when you look at what he's done, you get it. So, yeah, oh, this is going to be a fun day of discussions. By the way, we had to do a best of because I was traveling, as I mentioned the other day. But it was probably still a good show, better than what you would probably hear on most of the other talking head shows that you hear from time to time. But lots to talk about. So where do we start? Do we start with Hunter Biden or do we start with Elon Musk? I will make that decision during the break and get back to you. But let me just tell you this. You're going to get solutions. One of the things I heard Glenn Beck talking about is low-level elections. We're going to talk about those. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden is incapacitated, and that is as nicely as I can put it. And here's what I will tell you. It is no secret to anybody, not in America, not on any political strata whatsoever, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, or agnostic, or what have you. It's not a secret to anybody in the world. I will continue to ridicule all those who voted for Joe Biden as well as those who conspired to cheat him into office. Why are we suddenly talking about this man's age? This man's age has nothing to do with his brain function. Muhammad Ali wasn't as old as... By the way, Muhammad Ali still had it mentally. He just had Parkinson's. Joe Biden has a mental deficiency. And let me tell you something. He doesn't want to get tested for this mental deficiency because he's afraid that it'll reveal what we already know. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The fallout from the two gross transgressions I mentioned earlier are on the hands of the people who voted for Joe Biden and the people who conspired to cheat him into office. Everything that has happened with this man, to this economy, to the world stage, is on their hands. Biden is responsible for the death of 13 Marines in his botched exit from Afghanistan, and the people who voted for him and cheated him into office, you have those deaths on your hands. Also, Biden is responsible for thousands of deaths that came from forced vaccinations. He's not, his strings are being pulled by somebody else. Everybody knows it. Nobody takes Joe Biden seriously. The only thing he's doing is the will of somebody else, people that we did not vote for. And, oh, by the way, in case I didn't mention it, we didn't vote for Joe Biden either. Don't tell me 81 million people follow this clown. That, as I said at the time, the reason why I was 100% sure Donald Trump would win the election, and he did, is I said, this country, as bad as we are not stupid enough to elect a guy who was who sucked as a senator. And so why would we put him in the office? He was a horrible vice president. He was a horrible senator. He's a waste of space. Newt Gingrich describes Joe Biden as a guy who effectively won a city council seat in a little state because he couldn't get elected as senator in any big state. He couldn't get elected as a senator in Texas or California or Pennsylvania. I was going to say a Cincinnati or Ohio. He couldn't get elected there. This is a guy who is a pathological liar, amongst other things. The real ridicule for Biden, folks, is the cover-up of his brain maladies. And we witness yet another dementia moment as Joe Biden actually read what was on the teleprompter for him. Here's what they wrote about this. This is Fox News. Fox News. Twitter users, including Elon Musk and Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, berated Biden on social media Friday for yet another gaffe made by the world leader. Biden signed an executive order to provide limited protections to women seeking abortions in response to the reversal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court on June 24th. Which, by the way, one of the funniest things I heard was they should have a float. I read this earlier in the broadcast. They should have a floating location where women can go and get abortions, like as if they could put it in international waters or something. The Supreme Court didn't ban abortions. It banned it being the law of the land and saying that women can kill their baby indiscriminately no matter where they are. Which, for the record, gun control, being able to carry a gun, the Second Amendment is the law of the land. And do you know there are places where you can't carry your gun? Can you imagine if they took the same approach to gun control as they did to abortion? We wouldn't even be having this discussion. Oh, but there you go again, Kevin, thinking outside the box. Which, for the record, I tell people all the time, there is no box.
Flanked by Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, Biden addressed the country and pressed to explain his order as well as express his commitment to protect the woman's right to an abortion.
See, he didn't say her right to her body, a right to an abortion, a right to kill another human being, which, of course, the Democrats don't consider the unborn as human beings.
During the speech, however, Biden appeared unaware as to what and what not to read out loud from a teleprompter. In a moment that Twitter users found highly amusing, Biden read a quote from the teleprompter, then read what appeared to be stage directions. He stated, "It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of women who do so." End of quote. Repeat the line.
So this is what, and let me explain why this is such a big deal. This is a big deal because it isn't that you make that Biden made mistakes in is what he says. I do it all the time. You probably do it. The problem is Biden doesn't catch it. He recently talked about a shooting that occurred in 2018, and he mentioned that it occurred in 1918. Now, look, if he had said
21:18 versus 20:18 or 21:18 versus 22:18, you might forgive it. You could go, well, I get it. It was in the 20s. It was written for him to read 20:18, and he read 19:18. And see, what that shows you is Biden doesn't even always see what he's talking about, number one. And number two, he doesn't catch it. That's what's worse. That's when you know something's wrong. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. There are things that I read and I don't, or I'll say on the radio and I don't catch it. But I'm not reading a teleprompter. I'm not going, oh, well, here is the exact thing that's supposed to be said. My thoughts are flying faster than my mouth. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. There are times when it does. But Joe Biden doesn't catch it at all. And when you read end of quote, which a lot of people will say something like, and quote, such a da-da-da-da-da, end of quote, which I get, they were writing end of quote, but when the next part of it where he says, repeat the line, that's when you say to yourself, this guy's losing it. Here's the worst part about this. None of this is a secret. We said it early on. Joe Biden, first of all, nobody elected Joe Biden. I want to be very clear about that. I'm going to say that every broadcast when I'm talking about this clown. But Joe Biden was too old when he was running. And I always remind people, this shows you the level of desperation for the Democrats because they had nobody to put in. Everybody was threatening, oh, it'll be Michelle Obama. I told everybody, Michelle Obama won't run. She won't run then and she won't run now because of the vetting. They already have enough dirt on her that she can't run for dog catcher. Anyway, Tim Pool tweeted, ha, 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 ha. Conservative author John Cardillo called Biden completely dysfunctional, and he added the part that really got me. He says he has no idea what the words he's reading mean. That's a scary thought, folks, seriously.
Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden and Mexican President Obrador met at the White House Tuesday and discussed topics such as immigration and the global economy. President Biden says that President Obrador is making investments in the future.
We've had a major anti-smuggling operation underway since April, targeting human smugglers who traffic in people, drugs, and weapons.
The COVID subvariant known as BA.5 is prompting growing concerns across parts of the United States. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States has the tools to manage the threat and spread of the highly infectious subvariants. He stressed the number one tool is vaccination, including booster shots. Jha also cited improved testing and treatments. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The leader of ISIS in Syria is dead after a U.S. airstrike. It led to the death of Mahar el-Aghal. In addition to being the group's leader in Syria, CENTCOM describes him as one of the top five ISIS leaders. Senator Ted Cruz is calling President Biden a hypocrite when it comes to abortion.
When Roe v. Wade was decided, one Democrat who spoke up against it was a fellow named Joseph Robinette Biden.
The Texas Republican using the Judiciary Committee hearing to blast Biden for supporting abortion now, even though he previously said Roe v. Wade went too far. Cruz also says the president used to be against late-term and partial birth abortions.
2007, Joe Biden. Tim Russert says, you supported that ban on late-term abortions. Biden said, I did, and I do.
That Democratic-led hearing taking a look into what a post-Roe world will look like. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political, or maybe precise, not and or political power. That's what others are saying. You, the women of America, can determine the outcome on this issue.
Of course, that was brain dead Joe Biden, the person that the Democrats decided to install as president of the United States and the biggest cheat in the history of the world, not just in the history of America, in the history of the world. And we are making the sequel to 2000 Mules called Beyond the Mules that will explain to you how they cheated in ways that don't even get covered in 2000 Mules, and explain to America how you better protect yourselves with legislation. This is not up for discussion. You're going to have to do the things that we tell you in this movie, but we're going to also show you how they did it, and we're going to show you having them do it, them admitting to doing it. Well, actually, the real deal. This is not some conjecture. They will not be able to point away from this and say, well, I think they would do. There's no way they around it. They were caught red-handed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you think that Joe Biden's stupid, here's his vice president, Kamala Harris, and then we'll get into the numbers. We'll get into what happens when you actually make the mistake of putting these people into office. Here's Kamala Harris.
When you look back, did Democrats fail past Democratic presidents, congressional leaders, to not codify Roe v. Wade over the past 5 decades?
I think that, to be very honest with you, I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. Certain issues are just settled.
Clearly we're not.
No, that's right. And that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled times.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I think I figured Kamala Harris out. Once she gets a word in her head, it's stuck there. And in this case, it was settled. I believe that we should believe that the issues are settled. And that's why I believe that we are living in unsettled times. So she had two words there, believe and settled and unsettled and all this. What exactly was she saying? Do you know? Because I certainly don't know. This is the person that is number two, number one in line. After Joe Biden shows that he has no cognitive abilities, we have a person who is, you know, has it all together, so to speak, and is just as dumb as Joe Biden. Kevin Jackson again. To you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Did Democrats fail to not codify Roe v. Wade over the past 5 decades? In other words, why can't you have gotten it codified? You know, dyed in the wool that a woman can kill a baby anytime she wants, so we could keep killing these black bat children. Because these black children do not deserve to live. There's no white Democrat that will ever come on record to say what they really believe when they're talking about Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade, to use their language, is a dog whistle for killing black babies. Now, see, I'm telling you white folks out there listening how you fight back against this. When somebody brings up, it's my body, I can do what I want. You say, that's exactly what people say when they want to kill black babies. And you got to make your voice inflect like that. You can't say it with calm like white folks would. You can't say, well, wouldn't that be something tantamount to just killing of black children? No, you can't say that, white people. You got to say, if you think that protecting your body is doing what you do, then I just want you to understand that it's about killing black babies. And you say it like that, and they will go, oh, that boy just channeled his inner sister girl. He channeled his inner Negro. See, I don't care what color you are. You can channel your inner Negro. There are people out there listening right now. Y'all say, Kevin, you're helping me right now. You're helping me, my brother. See, I'm helping you channel your inner Negroes. Did Democrats fail to codify Roe v. Wade? Did Democrats fail to allow us to continue to kill these black children? What next? We got to go back to lynching? See, if you say things like that, you will keep them off balance. You should say things like this. Well, look, if you're not allowed to kill black babies, what are you going to do? Are you going to start lynching black people again? Because that's what Democrats used to do. We got to keep an eye on you. You'll put them back in chains. See, that's y'all are learning. I know you're listening out there, and I'm glad you are. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So what happens when you put a clown in office who's only got about an hour of you know, time that he actually realizes who he is and what he's doing? Weakless, jobless claims. I love how they put it here. Nudged higher while the U.S. trade deficit hit its lowest level of the year in May as COVID-related shutdowns gripped China. So what they're telling, I'm going to go into some detail around this, but this is funny to me. Weakless jobless claims nudged higher. They should be going lower. It should be a no-brainer to have them go low, given that, one, you can't pass anywhere without seeing help wanted. If all these jobs are available, why aren't people taking them? Because Captain Demento said, if you stay home and don't work, I'll make it easy on you. Some of that leftist logic they like to tout. As for the trade deficit hitting its lowest level, do you know what they're telling you? COVID-related shutdowns grip China. China can't ship anything out because they're going for a zero COVID country, so they aren't shipping anything. That's why this is the lowest level. Do you know what our trade deficit was in the month of April or May? It was almost triple. It was $110 billion. Normally, it's 40 to 50. I'm just giving you the numbers, folks. Anyway, I'm not going to take you through the percentages like unemployment benefits, you know, went up this much or that much. All I can tell you that you need to be concerned with is they missed the mark. Continuing claims, they say, which run a week behind, also moved up, rising 51,000. These are the numbers that they go week over week. 51,000 to 1.375 million, higher than the 1.337 million that they estimated. So let's just say this. It's 75,000 versus 37,000. That's the differential that we're talking about here. So essentially, it was a 38,000 numbers that they were off in the running total. They expected it to rise, but they didn't expect it to rise that much. Also, get this. Job placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas reported that planned layoffs soared in June, to 32,000. I feel like Joe Biden right now. 32,517. The only way I know I'm not Joe Biden is I'm actually catching my errors. Anyway, 32,500 plus layoffs. A 57% jump in layoffs from the previous month, the highest total since February of 2021. This is when smart CEOs said, oh, shoot, Donald Trump didn't get elected. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start laying off. So that's why February, it impacted. Joe Biden took office in January in the big cheat. February, the CEO said, okay, I've seen enough. So a 57% jump in planned layoffs. Get this. They said the firm noted the auto sector, which typically lays off this time of year, announced roughly 10,200 cuts, bringing the yearly total to 15,000 and change, almost 16,000. 155% increase from the same period last year. Of the 30 industries the company follows, 10 have announced more cuts this year than in 2021. Layoff announcements have soared in the second quarter after extremely low level of cuts in the first 3 months of the year. Through June, the annual total of 133,211 layoffs is down 37% from a year ago, but the second quarter is the highest quarter since Q1 of 2024. And here's what they wrote about it. Employers are beginning to respond to financial pressures and slowing demand by cutting costs, said Andrew Challenger, the firm's senior VP. While the labor market is still tight, that tightness may begin to ease in the next few months. Or, you know what, Andrew? Maybe it won't. Maybe people aren't going to come back to work because they know Joe Biden's got their back. Why should I work when this clown's ready to give me free money? But Kevin, there's some good paying jobs out there, bro. Yeah, but you know what? If I go make $60,000-$70,000 a year and I got to pay taxes on it, so my take home, if it's at $70,000, ends up being about $42,000, but I can be on welfare for $36,000, not have to pay a dime, and still get all these other bennies, why would I do something stupid like go to work, Kevin Jackson, Mr. Smarty Pants, black man, conservative? Oh, that's right. It's not me. It's me talking to me. I think you get my point. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are starting to question their fearless, old, feckless, white scumbag of a leader, Joe Biden, the guy who got cheated into office. And let me tell you, they cheated in nuclear proportions in 2020. What we reveal to you and beyond the mules is jaw-dropping. Not the Moo Mules, but Beyond the Mules. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad to have so many new listeners. listening to the program and spreading the word, the gospel, if you will, of Kevin Jackson. I feel like an old black Baptist preacher sometimes when I'm talking to you white folks out there in radio land, podcast land, wherever you get the show. I do encourage you to tell others about the show, get them to download it, etc. You know, it is an absolute shame. It is a tragedy. A travesty. Man, I feel like Biden today, I swear. But I'm catching myself. That's why I know I'm not losing my mind. It's a travesty that this show doesn't get the level of coverage that a Bongino show gets, or that Candace Owens can get in a tweet, or whomever. I don't blame anybody out there. I don't. I always feel like this. God has a reason for me doing what I do. He's got me in this place doing this thing at this time, and something will happen that'll make this do his will. But I have to admit, it is frustrating to listen to somebody else's show and say to myself, it's not interesting. It's not moving the needle. It's not making me, I'm not more riveted. I'm not even entertained. And we've got a job to do here. We've got to drop, look, the Democrats are going to drop multiple warheads. They're going to drop MIRV. You know that, I forget what the acronym stood for, but it was multiple missiles. And that's what they had. Every atomic bomb carrier, these missile carriers, had multiple bombs. And the Democrats dropped a single big nuke thinking that was going to take us out. But let me tell you, they will need to drop multiple warheads if they expect to win this election. It is not going to happen. And I'm going to give you some poll numbers that will blow your mind. Three Rasmussen polls. Now, we discussed one of them the other day, but it bears repeating. Now, first, in the first poll, in Republicans versus Democrats in Congress, here's what Rasmussen reported. The 2020 midterm elections are 100-plus days away, and Republicans have an 8-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. And they go on to tell you about this. 48% of likely voters would vote for a Republican candidate, while 40% would vote for Democrats. That's going to change. Why? Because Joe Biden will deteriorate faster than any president in history, outside of the dude who died within days of being in office. Was it Harrison, one of them? He's long gone. Think about how often we now hear of a problem with Biden, where he doesn't have his faculties. It's not once every couple of weeks. It used to be once a quarter when he was vice president. Then it became once a month. Then it became once every couple of weeks. Now it's practically every time he opens his mouth. And here's the bad news for them, good news for us. Joe Biden, and I've said this many times on this very radio program, I've written about it, and I don't write about it even as a funny, as a gag. I'm writing about it and talking about it because it's true. Joe Biden is aging in dog years. Every day for him is 7 days. Once the body starts to go downhill, it doesn't trickle down. It's not on a slow decay. It's exponential decay. It falls off a cliff. My grandfather was a healthy son of a gun most of his life, and he smoked his entire life. I tell people all the time about my grandmother and grandfather running on an old arroyo over rocks, all because my grandmother said she could beat my grandfather running. He says, no, you can't. He had a cigarette in his mouth, and they took off running. My grandfather didn't even take that cigarette out of his mouth. But let me tell you what happened. When he got into his 80s, he got to be about 85, maybe a little less than that. The 2 years of his life, he went from being this, you know, he was no big guy or anything like that, but he was a vibrant guy who had all his faculties. We played dominoes all the time. We played cards and stuff, to just being a shell of a guy. And when I tell you it went fast, I can tell you, I went to see him at the hospital and went, oh my goodness, this man is going to die. And I can tell you, it was within days of that he died. Same with my great-grandfather. My great-grandfather on my grandmother's side, my mother's side, I went to see him at the VA hospital, and he was in his 90s, and he cried because he had peed on himself. And he said to me, I don't want to be around. He died within a week of making that declaration. Joe Biden is there. I'm not telling you he's on his deathbed, but his faculties are gone. and they're going to go so fast, there's no amount of media cover-up you can do when the man finally gets to the point where he's just going blah, 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 blah. You know, look, this has happened before. Democrats cover up. That's what they do. They covered up with FDR. Nobody ever wanted to show him on his crutches. Now, they make the media, they say, well, we were in a time of war. We didn't want to show weakness. When is it weakness that a guy can't use his legs? Look, we weren't asking a man to run 100-meter dashes in the Olympics. We wanted him to run the country. Since when can you not do this? I'm asking for a friend, Greg Abbott, a governor of Texas. When is it that you can't show the frailty of man? Then when Wilson, when he got completely incapacitated due to a stroke, his wife ran the country. Not the VP, his wife. They put him in a room, and she acted like he was making decisions. He never came back from that. He died from the stroke. So what are we talking about here? Both times this has happened, not that FDR was incapacitated, but he couldn't walk. What did the media do? They covered it up.
We can't let the world know that our leader's weak.
What was that? Oh, if as long as our president has legs, our military can fight, but don't let people know that the president has polio and he can't walk, or else nobody will respect our military? That's as stupid as it comes. And then with Wilson, what did they do? They didn't give us the truth. They covered it up. Now, there are those out there, well, Kevin, they covered up Reagan. Look, maybe so. But I'll tell you this. When Reagan, every time I saw Reagan, he seemed lucid to me. He was probably losing it. I don't know to what degree. But I'll put it to you this way. He wasn't losing it to the degree where he'd had a stroke and they covered it up. He wasn't losing it to a degree where he got in front of a camera and read the words on a teleprompter. And didn't even have the ability to go, oops, that was stupid, and laugh it off or anything. He just blasted right through it. People are getting this. Anyway, 4% said they would vote for other candidate. Another 8% are not sure. But 48% of the people, likely voters, would vote for the Republican over the Democrat, with another 4% saying neither, they wouldn't vote for either, and 8% unsure. If half of that goes either way, the Democrats get 44, the Republicans get 52, that is a huge differential. What about consumer confidence? We talked about this the other day. The indicator of how people think about an administration based on their confidence in the economy. As the saying goes, and you've heard it many times, it's the economy, stupid. Well, according to Rasmussen, things are not looking good for Captain Demento in the area of consumer confidence. Economic confidence increased to 78.6% in this month's Rasmussen Report Economic Index, nearly 10 points lower than in June. The index is at its lowest point since it began in 2014. The economic confidence, or the lack thereof. Enthusiasm about the economy, they write, surged under former President Trump, reaching as high as, ready for this number? Pay attention, white folks, listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 147.8 in January of 2020, before tumbling after the Wu flu lockdown threw Americans out of work and closed many businesses. By November of 2020, it had recovered to 126.4, but dropped sharply after Biden got usurped into the presidency. The index fell to 97.8 in February before beginning a three-month rebound that took the index to 123.7 in May of 2021. Folks still living on the muscle memory of Trump. And now it's down to 78.6, the lowest it's ever been. Now, what about the direction of the country? I told you this before. 18% of U.S. likely voters think the country is headed in the right direction, which means 82% believe it is headed in the wrong direction. That is a 6-point drop from a week ago and is a record low. 3 strikes for Biden.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.